Now, beginning here with verse 1 and 2, we have the circumstances of the prayer of Daniel. And will you listen to these two verses? The first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Now, first of all, we can more or less pinpoint this prayer in history. We are told it's the first year of Darius. He is of the seed of the Medes. And I think there are two significant questions here. Who was Darius and what was the date? Darius the Mede may be identified as Cyaxares the second of secular history. And we've had him mentioned before in Daniel 5:31. And Darius is more of an official title than it is a name. It's a title such as king or czar or emperor, and rather than an actual name. Now, there's been some disagreement as to the exact date, and I'm not sure that that's all important, but Dr. Newell puts the date at 538 B.C. Culver puts it at 536 B.C., but I think either date would fit into the background. But this man conquered Babylon in 538 B.C. Now, as we've already read, it was in the first year of his reign. Daniel, by this time, seeing another great world empire coming into position, he's wondering about the future again, and especially the future of his own people. And he begins to study the Word of God. He goes back and finds out that Jeremiah the prophet had said they'd be in captivity 70 years. Well, in the first year of his reign, that places this chapter in the same context as in chapter 8, and that'd be the third year of the reign of Belshazzar, and it means that we've come now to the end of the 70-year period, and it's about time for these people now to be given the opportunity to return to their own land. And Daniel was concerned about his people. I think he'd been shaken by that little horn in chapter 8, who was to arise and who did arise. That was Titus Epiphanes, the Syrian king of the Seleucidae dynasty, who took Jerusalem and who destroyed the temple. I should say profaned the temple. And he put up an altar to Zeus there, or Jupiter, as the Roman name of him is. And Daniel was concerned about his people because they were to be certainly abused by this little horn that was to appear, and they certainly were. Now, the 70 years that God had predetermined for the captivity of his people is back in Jeremiah 25:11. Let me read that again. We've been over it before. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And then again in Jeremiah 29:10, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place, that is, back to Jerusalem. Now, you must keep in mind that Daniel had been studying Jeremiah's prophecy about these 70 years. When Gabriel used the expression 70 weeks, we are going to see that he is extending the time of the 70 years, and the 70 weeks will cover the entire time of the nation Israel in this time of testing before the kingdom is established on earth. Now, we'll move on into the prayer before we get to the answer that God gave to him. And I want you to notice this prayer. Just to listen to it reveals how different prayer was in that day than it is to us today.